Body.
Good morning. It is the first Saturday of the month, and of course, that means you have tuned into the Wendy Power Show, where Wendy discusses spiritual topics and, of course, does live mini readings. Wendy is a true clairvoyant who has been in practice for over 30 years. She has been on hundreds of TV and radio shows throughout the years. Wendy has made many amazing predictions on radio and television, which have come true. She is a world-renowned TV and radio personality with proven prediction accuracy. Wendy is also a writer and has a monthly article in Body, Mind, Spirit Guide. If you would like a mini reading with Wendy this morning, call 646-378-0378 and press number or press 1 to be part of the show. I suggest you call now and get into the queue as phone lines fill up quickly with requests for a live mini reading. That number again is 646-378-0378. Here now is one of the most gifted psychic mediums of our time, Wendy Powers.
Well, thank you so much, Courtney. And here it is, the first Saturday of the month, which means that I am covering spiritual topics and, of course, doing live mini readings for you. And they are mini readings. Please understand there's only so much time in our show, so we will get right to your, whatever it is that we're going to tune in for you. And but today, our spiritual topic, I'm very excited about this, is spirit photography. For those of you who get the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide, the magazine is out in the metro area. You probably have seen the article here in the June edition. The pictures didn't come out quite as they should because, you know, it's print media. So it's difficult to bring out the images that came through in this article, which I'll explain a little bit more. But if you go to bodymindspiritguide.com and look at the June issue on the Internet, it's very clear, and it's quite amazing. And our spiritual topic is, of course, you know, the spirit photography, because it is quite an amazing topic. My special guest today, we will bring her on in a moment, is Reverend Connie Price, who took these pictures. She has an amazing gift. But it's unfortunately, an area, just like being psychic, is an area that a lot of people have questioned about. You know, how can that happen? How can you really tune in? How can spirit really come through? Interestingly, in today's world, too, mediums are just kind of becoming everywhere. I mean, every time you turn around, there's a new medium. And why is that? You know, I mean, it's because I feel that the other side or the higher consciousness is coming into this earthy consciousness more and more to reach into us and to get us to understand who we truly are, which are the spiritual beings. We are, as we all know, we are spiritual beings having a physical experience. So it shouldn't amaze us at all that the spirit comes through us, whether it be through our intuitiveness or through, you know, the spirit photography. I mean, there's shows popping up all over about ghost hunters or ghost, you know, whatever. I mean, they had all these ghost shows that bring in all the scientific equipment, and they're listening to ghosts and they're hearing their words. And I hate to use ghosts because actually ghosts and spirits are not necessarily the same. And now we'll discuss that further when I bring Connie on. And but we have to understand that we are kind of merging. I had a person email me who read the article in this month's Body, Mind, Spirit Guide on the spirit photography. And she said, you know, I don't know why. I've been psychic for years. I've tuned in, but I never got faces like I do. She says, as soon as I shut my eyes, faces just pop up in, you know, in my head and in front of my third eye, and I see these actual clear faces. I always have. I'm sure many of you out there who might experience, you know, meditating have had this happen. And we're kind of peeking into, or the door is opened to the other side, and they're just kind of trying to get through. And, you know, it's been made famous by, everybody knows the Long Island medium, Teresa Caputo. Quite amazing. But, you know, she just made it more famous. It's like John Edwards and so on. So we're finding that the other side has been knocking on our door more or less. We think we're opening the door, but they're pretty much opening the door. And just not to scare us, not to even bring so much messages of comfort because they passed on, that definitely is true. But it's to let us know that we continue. And that's very important to understand, that we are more than this physical experience. We continue. Because God is a spiritual energy. God is energy. God is all. We are one. And so it's like, come on, you know, don't be weird. Don't be frightened. Don't be freaked out by the fact that you are part of this energy, whether you're in physical form or in spiritual form. So we're finding that door opening up and wider and wider. And, you know, just it's an amazing subject that's been going on for years now. We had just recently, I was talking about a book I read called Proof of Heaven, written by a neurosurgeon, Dr. Alexander. And, you know, I know we've got Heaven is Real, about the little boy who passed on and came back with an understanding that there is an existence on the other side. You know, we say the other side, but you know what? There isn't size. It's like there is no time and there's no space. It is all now. It is. Why does the psychic tune in to past, present, future? How can I know what's going on in your life sitting here on the phone and tune in to you way over in another country or another state? There's no time. There's no space. We are all one. We're in that stream, which is an amazing stream that we're just able to tap into. It's kind of like merging into the freeway, you know. We're able to, you know, get into it and just feel it and see it and sense it and know it is there. The only blocks that we have between here and the other side is our own fear, and it's fear that keeps us from allowing it to flow through. And that's what ministers and spiritual guides try to help us with, is to get over that fear so that we can know who we are. You know, we're all intuitive. We are all gifted because we are all God's children. So it's an amazing, you know, understanding and revelation when we finally get that. And so our guest today, she gets it. She's a beautiful spirit, and she is also blessed with her husband, Reverend Dr. Dan Pierce, and Reverend Dr. Daniel Price, who runs or co-ministers the Corinthian Church in Jackson with Reverend Connie Price. And the beautiful people, this wonderful church, if you ever have a chance to visit it, and I highly recommend it. They have the most incredible energy in this beautiful neighborhood church. It's an older church, but it's just as soon as you walk in, even when you just get into the block, you don't even have to get up to the church, and you just feel the joy. You feel the connection. You feel that, and it's just, I'm sure, a wonderful place for the spirits to hang out. And Connie, she has not only she gives messages, and Dr. Daniel Price also gives messages, and they have co-ministers that give messages and they invite people like myself to give messages to the congregation. So the spirits like to hang out here, you know. And Connie just amazed me when I was brought to the church again as a guest to speak to their congregation. And I was bringing messages through, and I first was talking about angels, which is God's first, you know, creation. And Connie had her iPhone, her smartphone, and she took pictures as she does. You know, she's taking pictures of what's happening, probably not expecting to get, I'll let her explain that, but expecting to get the pictures that she did. But I believe she captured a picture of an angel, because that you can see, again, in the Body, Mind, Spirit guide version on the Internet, very clear. And we'll talk about that. And also another person that was in the audience, there was many spirits that came through that day, but another one that Connie was able to capture, a young man, which we'll talk about as I bring Connie on. And it's amazing. So what we want to find out, you know, because her gift is so amazing. This isn't the first time this has happened for this beautiful lady. She's had the opportunity to bring spirit to photography, I imagine, many times. I mean, I've talked with her, and she said that this is just, you know, something that happens for her. And so she's the channel to bring that evidence of the spirit being there trying to reach out. I can explain who I see and feel. Other mediums can. But it's a beautiful thing when we can actually get to see that evidence in photography. So I am going to bring out, without any more delay, Reverend Connie Price. And Connie, are you there?
I am here.
Oh,
good morning.
What a beautiful morning. Good morning. I'm so blessed that you're here with me today.
Yes.
And, I was just sharing with our audience this amazing gift that you have.
Well,
so I'll
let
you talk a little bit about it and how you came about understanding that you even had this happen to you the first time and what it is, and let you go and give us your understanding of this beautiful gift.
Well, many years ago, I was told by a medium in Washington, D.C., in a trance reading, that I should get a camera, get a cell phone, do whatever I needed to do, because I was going to work with spirit photography. And he said, just know it's a gift from God that you'll be using. And from that day forward, I just started taking photos, and all kinds of interesting things show up between orbs and people. And I can usually feel the energy when it starts. And I have what I call a teleprompter in my ear, where my guide says, get your phone, we're going to show you something in the film. And that's what happened with you on Sunday, Wendy, is I heard, I was listening to you give messages, and my guide said, get your cell phone out, we want to show you something. And that's how I took these two photos while you were talking.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah, and you're quite amazing, you and your husband, Reverend Dr. Daniel Pierce. Price, why did I say that again?
Well,
tell me why.
That's interesting.
I
used to say that somebody used to say, is your name Price or Pierce? So, you know, it's
oh,
interesting.
Is that
you're
what it
doing,
is?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm picking up on some vibe there.
Yeah, it's some energy.
It's not
like
me to mess up. Yeah, it's not like me to mess up a name like that. So, yeah, forgive me for that.
That's okay.
Daniel, please forgive me for that. You know, he's an amazing, you guys are an amazing team. And I've been so blessed to be brought over to the Jackson Spiritual Center, the Corinthian Center. He's a very insightful and wise man. You can just feel his wisdom, and he brings incredible, I guess, knowledge and love from the podium, as you do.
Mm-hmm.
But what I find is very interesting is that you captured the angel.
Yes.
As I was saying, I was talking about angels and, mm-hmm. and the first creation, and then you picked that up, and how, what a beautiful thing. I've never seen somebody actually capture, an angel, the actual form of a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen the orbs, and I've seen various different you know, energies, but the actual form, that's the amazing thing.
Yeah, and this is kind of beyond the orbs. Spirit wants us, or the God energy wants us to see the eternal life. It's there, you know, and here's a good example of it.
Well, absolutely, and this is your calling, as you said. You know, we all have a calling, you know, whether we choose to listen to it or not is another thing, and hopefully with time here, I don't know if you feel like being able to share messages with our audience today.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, we can do that. Are you game? Okay.
I'm game. Let's see what comes
Yeah, well, that's all we can do. Now, I want to talk about the second spirit that you picked up on that day, which I found very moving. And now, mind you, we had many spirits come through that day. And it just, it kind of almost overwhelmed me. I don't usually, you know, I kind of ended the session about an hour in because the energies were so overwhelming. You know, there was, in this particular one we're going to talk about, was one of the most overwhelming. It was, you know, people don't realize it takes a tremendous amount of energy to connect into the other side, and it's almost like you're, you know, leaving the planet with them. And sometimes you just kind of takes the energy from you, and you have to kind of bring yourself back and ground yourself. And that I found that happened to me that day. But this was a very moving thing. Now, what you said, you got a feeling to take a picture when I was talking to this woman in our audience
day. Yep, I was sitting just the other side of you on one of the pews, and you're talking to this woman. She's in the back of the center, the church. And, again, I felt this energy to take another photo because it was a very emotional time, not for you, not only for you, but for the woman. I could feel that energetically, right?
It was all about her,
And I thought, okay, let's do this again. So I snapped that shot real quick. And I don't usually look at those. You know, I let the energy settle. I let spirit do what they're going to do with that phone. And afterwards, and I showed this to you at lunch, you know, the first one. And then I thought, okay, let's find out who this person is because I could see this man. And the bars on the door are interesting because they showed up real clear. And once we showed this to this woman, she said, oh, my God, that's my son. And she said, I'm a medium myself. And what's interesting to me is the bars represent he was in prison the last time I saw him. And she
You got to you oh she saw them.
She saw the bars in the photograph of my cell phone. They're the bars on the doors. They're part of the door itself. But for her the image that she saw was, oh my God, that is my son, and the last time I saw him before he died he was in prison. And those those bars on the door represent the bars in the prison. And she said, I came here to this center. I've never been here before, asking to see my son or to hear from my son. And she said, you and Wendy did this for me, and I am very grateful because my heart
makes
is healing.
Want to cry.
Oh, yeah.
Makes you want to cry. I remember tuning into her at first, and I could feel the son, and I felt, you know, suicide, but it was like, you know, it's always a scary thing to just blurt out, you know, because, you know, it's a very personal thing when in that kind of a situation. But I felt his father as well. And I think I felt the father first, who had also passed on, and was standing next to the son, and we needed to bring that comfort to her as well.
Yes.
And, you know, but we tuned into it, the fact that he was in prison and he had taken his life in prison because he felt hopeless. Now, it was interesting. I did not feel that, and we brought that message to her, which I think was a good message in a way. He didn't regret the fact that he left the planet. He just regretted that he left his mother in pain.
Yes.
And, you know, and it's not that suicide is good on any level because it is a very deep disruption to our spiritual path, but it's just that he was trying to bring to her comfort to let her know that, you know, he's okay and he's in a good space. And then when you took picture, I mean, because I felt it so strong that it just kind of, wow, just, you know, you could probably see my energy change.
Mm-hmm.
And then you took the picture, and what a blessing. And tell us what she said when you showed her the picture.
Well, I wasn't sure who it was, but I figured it might be her son. So I just got my camera, walked back to her, and her daughter was there too, and pulled up the photo, and I said, "What do you see in here?" And she said, "Oh, my God, that's my son. He died in prison." And the sister confirmed that, said, "That's my brother, and we asked for him to talk to us today for healing." And she was blown away. She said, "I have never seen anything like this, and I've been around mediumship and that kind of thing a long time." But she said, "This just brings me so much comfort, and my heart is healing after being here today and talking to Wendy and seeing this photo." And she said, "I'd like to learn a little bit more about spirit photography and that kind of thing." And she said, "I'll be back. This church is such a portal of spirit coming through."
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It is amazing. I've been in many churches. I've spoke to many groups. And I have to say, as small as this old church is, it's huge.
in the spiritual energy, it is.
Oh, my goodness. It's a beautiful, beautiful blessing to have experienced this church. And I know for you and Reverend Dr. Daniel Price.
There you go.
You did that right.
Yeah.
Right. I'm going to be teased about that, I'm sure. Now, how did you get the calling to work, at this church?
Well, the medium that told me I would be doing spirit photography, and he's in Washington, D.C. I'd never met the man before, and he said, "You need to go to the little church in your town." And she said, "You live in a city of walled thinking, and I'm not talking about the prison, and you're going to help expand people's awareness and consciousness of spirit activity." Now, I did not even know that Corinthians was there, and so when I came back from Washington, I Googled, the area and found Corinthians, and that's how we got there.
Wow, and just to share with the audience, we all have a path, and sometimes, like I was saying earlier in the show, we tend to block ourselves through fear, fear that I can't do something, fear that I shouldn't do something, fear that it doesn't exist or, that can't possibly be. We put up these fears, whether it be about our spiritual calling or relationships or job changes or whatever might be going on. And it's our own blockage that causes all this tension and distress in our lives and this unsureness. And it's always hardest to tune in and connect to our own higher self. And so that's why it's so wonderful to be able to go to a medium or go to a psychic and get that insight. Like I often say, I put a light on the path that you chose. I'm just putting the light on the path. And you go, okay, now I know what direction I'm supposed to go in. I felt that, but, so that's what the joy of my calling, your calling is. And you, of course, give messages as well. You're very intuitive as well. And just to remind people that this is in Jackson, I don't know if you would like to give the location, Connie, share how they can find and what your services are.
Okay. Our website is corinthianscenter.org, and we are at 1805. East Ganson Street, Jackson. And the services are at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning, and they consist of the healing portion of the service. The messages also will be given during the service. We have a speaker every Sunday with an uplifting message and a message, a take-home message, I call it. And it's just a wonderful energy field of people finding themselves. That's what I call it. Tuning in to what they're needing when they walk through the door.
Yes, no matter what house of worship or spiritual place we go, that's what we walk in for.
Yeah.
It's not because we're just being obedient to some moral or traditional law that we feel like everybody will race to the church when it's Easter Sunday or Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's we need to be there to be fed and to understand who we are and evolve past our fears and stresses and calm our fears and our stresses of being in the physical world. And you've accomplished that, and you've done a beautiful job there. And I know you have many, many more things to do in the future with your gift and the messages that you and Reverend Dr. Daniel Price have, your husband, to the world. And mm-hmm. I know you guys go to Brazil a lot. You know, doing some wonderful healing work. So beyond the spiritual photography that you do, you're also a healer. And, you know, so there's a lot of healing spiritually and physically that are done in this beautiful little neighborhood church. But you do this worldwide. You've been traveling and you're doing this worldwide. And bless you for that.
Well, thank you. And, thank you.
You're welcome. So we are going to be moving into opening up our lines. Our lines are jam-packed, as they usually are every Saturday, every month, first Saturday of the month. And so I'm sure that we can just kind of co-tune in, if you like, and see what's going on. And so we're going to first go to our first guest. We're going to tune into is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hi, ladies. How are you today?
Good.
Oh, we're good. And where are you calling from, Mike?
I am in Ventura, California, and I apologize if there's a background noise. It just happens to be the ocean.
Wonderful.
Well, we'll take your energy in and love that. Oh, gosh, you know, the ocean is so wonderful. So, well, what we're, you know, I'm picking up, it's interesting because you do, you're doing some things on your own more entrepreneurishly, you know, and there's a venture that you're working in that I feel that is going to be, you know, just kind of like you're, it's going to explode, but I just feel that you were going through, you know, trying to just decide whether you should take this venture and really go for it. But it's like it's been hesitating over the last few years, like you get it going, and you know, but now it's like you're taking a different turn, and it's going to, you know, just to kind of explode, and you're right on that edge. I don't know, you are bringing in a lot of noise, so could you, you know, comment?
Oh, sure. I'll muffle the microphone.
Okay, thank you. So, do you understand what I'm bringing out with that, Mike? That information?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. And Connie, did you have a feeling for Mike?
Well, Mike, I feel like the month of June is when this is going to come to fruition. And after the 15th, you've got some things that are not real clear with what you're doing. But by July 13th or 14th, I feel like the energy is really going to shift, and you are on the right road because you're getting a download from the spiritual realms that are going to help you.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, there's something legal that you did in May to make this happen. I mean, there was some kind of business legal, there was something that I felt was in May that kind of triggered all this, that you had to, it was something that you had to complete before you could go into the direction that you are now in. And it was something. And you still have to finish that legal connection to get this put together and to go.
You know, I'm not sure about the legal aspect of it, but I know moved here May 1st to California spent a year in Scottsdale. And then I'm originally from the greater Detroit area.
Okay. Well, you know, I totally concur, and Connie is, you know, absolutely bringing you, you know, that direction, too. And I feel that you are going to be successful. And I know Connie felt that as well. Correct, Connie?
Yeah. By the 20th,
great.
Mike, I feel like around the 26th of July, you'll have a better idea of the direction of where you're going with this new project. But I agree with Wendy. You've got lots of things that are going to happen, and the energy shifted for you in May. So it's
mm-hmm.
all good.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I did. All right. Well, thank you, Mike, so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike.
Okay, great. And he brought us that wonderful energy of the ocean.
Of the ocean, yeah, clearing. Yeah, it's wonderful.
Okay, so we're going to go to our next caller. And hello, April, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, April.
Hi, this is April.
Hi.
Hi, and where are you calling from, April?
I'm calling from Davenport, Iowa.
Okay.
Go Hawks, huh?
All right.
Did you just break up with a relationship? Or
there's
just literally, because I just see a breakup, and the problem with that is that you're still hanging on to it emotionally, because I see a lot of sadness in this. And this has been happening for a while for you, but you just, I guess you didn't want to really, I guess, accept it, or, you know, it's always hard to move on from a relationship. But I feel that it's just hitting you very strongly now. And you're wondering, you know, what can I do to heal this? But I do feel that the relationship, I just felt it was ended. Does that make sense to you, what we're saying here?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So my feeling, though, is that you know, you really are destined to go on, and there's a new person in your life. You're going to be concentrating more on career and the things that are supposed to happen for you, and you're going to move out of the state that you're in. And I really did feel that your life is really on the cusp of changing right now. I mean, maybe Connie has, some more, thoughts on but I'm feeling very strongly that if this has been going on for a few months, but it's like, you've been the only thing holding it back and delaying it, but there's an opportunity that's coming up for you right now for work, you know, for career. Then, you know, the relationship, you know, kind of unfolds. But in that, I feel that, you know, you're aware of it, but it's like it's difficult when you're in emotional pain to go forward. But, Connie, did you have a thought?
Well, April, I feel like you need a bucket list. It's like I feel like you're lost, you know, after this breakup of the relationship, and it's like your self-worth is not there. So I guess I'd ask you to meditate more, know that, you know, the right person will be coming. When is your birthday?
April 30th.
April 30th, okay. Mm-hmm. So just know, with the energy shifting this month of June, it's a beautiful month for new beginnings, new relationships. All of that is coming, and just put it out there to the God, the energy field, that you want the right person to come in. Do you have a child around you?
Yes, three.
Okay. I feel like, is it a boy?
A boy and two girls.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I feel like the children are taking the relationship blow a little bigger than you are also. So you're in an energy field where I feel like you need to lift yourself up and lift the kids up and know that, you know, all of this happened for the right reason, even though we may not like it. But move forward. Move forward, I'm hearing. Because it's going to happen. Wendy's right.
Yeah. And, well, the thing is that she's the, you know, April's the one I feel who's initiating it.
Oh, yeah.
Regardless. I mean, you know, so, but it's still painful to make the choices. But, you know, I agree with you. And I think you were feeling the boy, because the boy's going to be affected more, Connie, you know. And I mean, it always is when you know, boys connect to their dad, you know. So, you know, just be very, you know, aware that it's always difficult to change, even sometimes when changes are for our better life and for, you know, to have a better life. But allow yourself to listen to your intuition, April, and allow it to unfold, and make sure you follow through with the career, the job that will take you out of state. Did you have a friend in Arizona? I don't know why I was picking up the state of Arizona.
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, there's a job or something. I don't know what you may feel, Connie, but I feel that you're going to find there, well, to Arizona. I thought it was going to go all the way to California with it, but there's kind of a trigger in Arizona. So you may put out your feelers for your career, but Arizona pops up, and it's somebody that you will know, but it's in that state. But there's some ties all the way to the West Coast here. We just talked to California. I do feel that you'll be able to move and be able to make this life happen. This is going to take, though, I think Connie's right, it's going to take this year, this is not a process that just happens.
No.
But the career will be there, and you will find that you will be okay. The biggest thing, I agree with Connie, is that you need to meditate, but, you know, I feel that you should surround you, your children, and your husband in white light, in a love light, you know, and so that it's all done in love, not in hurt and not in anger, but it's done in love, the change that we're going through. I think change, Connie, you probably, you know, feel the same way. It's the hardest thing, even when it's for our good.
Right,
to accept,
right. April, if you could just surround yourself, like she said, in the white light and send forgiveness and love to the people you're upset with, and then that love will come back to you twofold, okay?
Okay,
absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that'll
thank
bring in
you,
the white
April.
Light of forgiveness and love, so, you know.
Yeah, I totally, yes. So thank you and blessings to you, April, and I know your life will be turned around this year. It will heal and it will go forward. Thank you. Thank you, Connie.
Thank you, April.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. So, you know, and that's the thing, you know, we're so in sync, Connie, and the main reason we are is that we both tune into the same source, which is God and the highest of spiritual energies. And people have to know that, like, just like April and, you know, people sense their path, but it's so lovely to have someone be able to just kind of bring it more to focus. Connie's going to be, or not Connie, excuse me, but April is going to do well with her life and her life choices. So, all right, we're going to move on. There's so many people on the line. We want to make sure we try to get to a few more. Are you doing okay, Connie?
I'm doing great.
You're doing wonderful.
Thanks.
I love doing this with you. Okay, so we are going to go to, I think it's Maria. Maria, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Mara, Maria, huh?
Hi, Maria.
Hi, Maria. Where are you calling from?
I'm from Detroit, Michigan.
You know, we're having difficulty understanding you. Your phone is breaking up.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, much better.
Okay, much better.
So where are you calling from, Maria?
Troy, Michigan.
Troy, Michigan. Ah. Okay. Put our tuners into place. Interesting. I know you're looking at moving, but there's been financial holdups. Has this been in the making for 2 months now, this decision about moving? To keep saying 2 months around it.
I've been wanting to for about a year now, but I've been having financial issues, so.
Yeah, the financial issues where I thought was holding you back, but something about 2 months. I keep getting on that. I don't know if you're feeling that clear, Connie, on time, but I was feeling it was something that became more urgent or more stressful for you the last 2 months, wanting this to happen. Connie seems to
Maria,
be
are you,
tuned in on that.
Yeah. I feel like part of it, Maria, is you're also holding back. You want to do it, but you don't want to do it. You want to do it, but you don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to make a decision that, you know, this is what you need to do, you know, and it's your decision. So ask for help from the higher source. But I think you have been perseverating about, you know, should I do this and where am I going and, you know, the uncertainty, which is very human. We know that. Mm-hmm. Are you also having car issues? I feel like there's a car issue around you.
I have to get my car fixed in the front.
Yeah.
Hey,
that just like, whoa, what is that about?
All right, Connie. Spot on there, girl.
Yeah.
Also, you know, there's a connection in Florida. Where were you thinking about moving?
I was thinking about Fort Lauderdale.
There you go.
Okay. Let Florida, that's your connection. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I felt that, you know, that it's only your hesitation. It really isn't, like Connie said, it isn't about the money so much. It's your willingness to just jump. You know, it's kind of like reminds me when you're on the, you know, the diving board and you're getting ready to dive in, but, you know, all the hesitation and the fear. But, you know, once you finally dive, you go, boy, that was good. It was fun. And you know, I know you've got responsibilities and so on, but in order for your career to advance and for you to move forward with your life, and by the way, you're very intuitive yourself, is that you need to make that move. And I keep getting 2 months again. So I think it's within 2 months that this move must take place. So, you know, because from the moment I started tuning into it, I kept getting 2 months, 2 months. I don't know, what do you feel like?
I think 2 to 3 months, I think she'll be out of Michigan. Are you interested in more training or something, Maria? Why do I see schooling around you?
I was trying to find a sales training program.
Okay.
Join.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I see that happening. So, you know, plug in. Spirit's saying, plug in, Maria. You're already plugged in.
Yeah.
Let's plug into the higher source.
Yeah, and know that it's meant to happen, you know, or we wouldn't be tuning into this the way we are. It's meant to happen, and you know it's meant to happen, but remember in the beginning I was talking about fear and the fear of going forward and the fear of trusting. Sometimes we just have to dive off the board and, you know, with the anxiety of how we're going to land, but, you know, then we find out it goes well. Now, you know, money being the source of issues, you just have to, you know, just take, I guess, that leap of faith, because when I feel you going, I do feel you having the job and it works out well. You know, so it's like Connie said, your training helps you get that job. So just allow yourself to be okay with the fact that you will struggle financially for a little while during this transition, but you'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right. I mean, you know, we always fear changing the status quo, even when the status quo is not desirable. You know, for instance, you know, we know what monies we have, you know, or don't have, and so we're afraid to go for more or that change to make more, like a job change or whatever. But you have to, you know, take that leap of faith. So
okay,
anything
great.
More you want to add to that, Connie? Or?
No, but I think there'll be a contact that's going to contact you about the Lauderdale area. I feel like that's a person, a male figure that's going to come in and help you with this transition to Fort Lauderdale and the job.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, hey, good. I'm glad to hear that.
So just have faith. Spirit saying have faith, Maria. It's all lining up.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Well, you have a blessed day. Thank you.
Thank you, Maria.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, okay. So we have so many more people on the line, and we'll get to them. But for those of you who may have joined us late, I want to, you know, they say, who is that online with you, Wendy? And this is Reverend Connie Price, and she is the co-minister, along with her husband, Reverend Dr. Daniel Price, and they're in Corinthian Church in Jackson, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'll want to visit them. And to get more information, what's your website again, Connie?
CorinthianCenter.org, and we're at 1805 East Ganson Street, Jackson, Michigan.
And Connie gives messages, and she has co-ministers that give messages, and guests like myself who've been invited who come in and give messages and help you on your path, whatever that may be, because I know you've had some incredible healers and all types of wonderful guest speakers in this beautiful neighborhood church. And, of course, I'm Wendy Powers, and you can get a hold of me if you would like a more in-depth reading. Remember, these are many, many readings. But you can go to my website, wendypowers.com. wendypowers-clairvoyant.com. That's wendypowers-clairvoyant.com. Or simply Google me. Just Google psychic Wendy Powers, and you'll go to the front pages of my website. I'm the first up on that Google search, psychic Wendy Powers, and you can go right to my website. It explains what happens in a reading, you know, who I am, and a little bit more in depth. My readings are 1 hour long. I highly recommend taping them. You can do it on your smartphone, or I have the old-fashioned technology of a cassette tape, and I do phone readings all over the world. I've even done readings with interpreters and as well as in my office, which is in Novi, Michigan. So just because you're out of state doesn't mean you can't get the same reading, the same quality reading. That's often, you know, the question people ask me, you know, is the reading on the phone as good as being in person? Well, just think what we do here in this little bit of time we have on air. This is no mm-hmm. different than being on the phone. This is, we're on the radio. And so, because as we said, there's no time or space in the spirit world, in that wonderful cosmos of one that we are, and so realize that. So, and you could also contact me by phone if you don't have a computer. You can call me at 248-826-8255 to make your appointment. That's 248-826-8255 to make an appointment, and you'll be able to get in for a one-hour reading, like I said, you know, phone reading and or in person at my office in Novi. So let's move on and look at who's next in our line up here. We have, I'm going to go to, I think I'm going to go to Kay here. There's so many people in line, but I try to go by my feelings too about what we need to do here. But we have Kay, are you on the line?
Hi.
Hi, Kay.
Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling in from New York.
Okay, great. And do you have a new relationship in your life? It's kind of like one. Maybe he just came back into your life. I just see it's like renewed relationship or?
You know, it's weird. A couple weeks ago I ran into someone who I used to date. And then we were mm-hmm. scheduling to meet up, and then I canceled. But, you know, that mm-hmm. was nearly a month ago, and actually mm-hmm. I just called him this morning. He didn't answer.
Yeah.
But
well,
it's weird because, like, I've been thinking about him a lot lately, and I don't know what he's doing over there to make me pick up on his energy, because our relationship is kind of... It borders mm-hmm. the whole metaphysical aspect. Like, when I first saw him, I was like, I knew I had to be with him.
Mm-hmm. This goes under our category of soulmate. Mm-hmm. And you've listened to me probably on the show before, and I talk about soulmates. They're not perfect mates. They're mates that we have chosen to have in our lives, that we've had past lives with or chosen to have, you know, experiences with to help enrich our soul. And they often come with distresses or delays or issues, but we're resolving them. They're another part of who we are on our spiritual cluster path. And, you know, that doesn't mean perfect. People often confuse soulmate as perfect mate. But I do feel that this is why you connected with him. And immediately I felt in your energy that he's come back. This is, and your hesitation was that you know that this relationship can become, but it's also, you know, remember that you will evolve together in this relationship. But it's a destiny relationship, and that's why he came back. And even though he didn't answer your call, doesn't mean he isn't going to be in your life. I feel that he is also kind of like, both of you are just standing back with kind of like a little bit of anxiety about bringing this back together. He went to in a relationship and he left that relationship. I do feel he is free, and I do feel that this relationship is going to unfold and become, you know, it's a destiny relationship. That's a better way to put it. Did you have a thought on that, Connie, as well?
Well, I think, yeah, I think that I feel like both of you are looking for a spiritual path. That's what I feel like, the metaphysical mm-hmm. spiritual path. And you're both growing. And Wendy's mm-hmm. right. At some point, you're going to be together. And it is a spiritual path. And it's a soul connection. And the anxiety is just the human part of it. Because Spirit's going to arrange this. We know that. The higher level will take it over. So just be comfortable with it.
Yeah, because the thing is, we've gone back and forth for about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why we broke up this last time was I just really felt very alone in the relationship. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, we were arguing, and I just realized the arguments were the same arguments we had the first time we had split up.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and it was strange because I felt like I was ready to move on in his past, and yet he was very angry about something. And so when I canceled on him, you know, he sent a very, you know, like, a remark that wasn't, you know, nice, like, oh, that's a shame or whatever. It was just more like, oh, I think you're being ridiculous. And I'm like,
mm-hmm.
this is clearly why I didn't really want to go back into it, because there wasn't anything that was going to be making me want to stay,
mm-hmm.
because maybe I do want something that's a little bit more promising for something in the future. And even though he wants it too, I just felt like he was, I don't know, I just never knew where he was. I never felt like he was honest with his feelings towards me.
Well, I don't think he really knows who he is. That's what I feel. On a spiritual path or on the human path. He's like bouncing mm-hmm. between, you know, he's like a bouncing basketball. He's there and then he's gone. He's there and he's gone again. You
well,
know, trying to make another shot.
And I'm sure you agree with this, Connie. Soulmate, when they're really soulmates, you've had other lives together,
mm-hmm.
you chose to come in this life to deal with, they come inherently with problems.
Mm-hmm.
They are never smooth. They are not like, I mean, you feel the energy. You are
mm-hmm.
drawn to each other. The reason you feel that as a soulmate, you feel like you've known them forever.
Right.
You connect right up with them. It's not just a physical, sexual experience.
Right.
It is also emotional, spiritual, and physical. And you just like, boom, you know, you have crap to work out. It's the garbage that you have to work out that
right.
will evolve you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I feel you two are working out. Interestingly enough, even though I feel him and I feel what's going on with that relationship, I do feel that there is going to be somebody else that will come in and kind of confuse this whole mix. So we don't have time to get into all of that. But I did feel that there is yet another person that will come in who's not a soulmate, but will kind of confuse you and divert you away from this one that's supposed to keep popping up until you finally get it right and work it out. And he's upset, you're upset, you have your, both of you are independent and have your own personality. But if you sit back and really understand and get that this is, and it's a reflection of us. Soulmates are a reflection of what we are working out within ourselves. I'm sure you agree with that, Connie, that we often draw
mm-hmm.
someone to us that is actually, a situation is actually what is void in us or distress in us.
Right.
And
right.
And it reflects back from that soulmate. That, and just same with them, but, I mean, that's what goes on. And so there's a work in progress communication that we have to have with that person. So I know that you're going through that. And it's like July makes a big change. I know you've been right on with time here today, Connie, too. You may have your own feelings on that, but I feel that they'll come back together. And July's a very strong, you know, communication, good communication in July.
Mm-hmm.
What do you add?
I agree.
To that,
June is kind of a mix of energies, like, you know, I'm upset about this, and then the next day, oh, that's okay, you know. So
mm-hmm.
we're up and down energetically in June of our emotions. July is
mm-hmm.
going to smooth out a lot better.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I'm just not sure if this is a good idea. I mean, you know, that's why I am feeling confused. Is that I just don't know if it's a good idea to open up this, you know, door with him again or.
Well, you have to have boundaries
with
him, okay? You know, if he's not growing, you know, you got to look at the growth, because I feel
mm-hmm.
there's astral travel with him. So he is remembering you in a past life, and he's still working through that.
Yes, I agree with you totally, Connie. But I was just going to add to that. That's what I was saying about the soulmate thing and the communication and the distress you're having. I would definitely open up the communication. The weather, remember what I just said a moment ago, too, and again, this isn't fair and such a mini reading that we're doing here, but there is another person that's going to come mm-hmm. into your life, mm-hmm. and I feel that that will be yet another big delay in this particular relationship, but on the other hand, it brings you more patience to try to sort out things with this particular relationship. Soulmate relationship does not necessarily mean that we have to be married and happily ever after, live with each other, whatever. Soulmate means that you're working it out and solving the problem and growing and evolving to another level with the soul. And so I do feel the communication is important. I do feel that, like Connie said, this June is going to be a lot of miscommunication, no communication, back and forth, and then you get into July, and that I feel you finally communicate. Even if that communication is to agree to let go and to love each other, you know, in a way that is not necessarily going to be in a commitment, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah, I just don't know if this guy will ever grow up.
Well, and that's that's what we're saying here. I feel that he will, and Connie, I'm not mm-hmm. sure how you feel about that. But you can't know that unless you make these communications unfold, whatever, you know. People can evolve. I don't like the word change, but people can evolve
mm-hmm.
and grow. Do you agree with that? Yeah.
Yep.
So, well, we have to let you go, okay, but good luck with
Thank
that.
You.
But please open the communication with him, at least if nothing else, to see where it's at. You know,
yeah,
and you know,
be transparent in who you are. He needs to see who you are. Be upfront and be transparent about how you feel.
All right.
You know,
Thank you so much.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Well, you have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks, Kate. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Yeah, you know, relationships are the toughest, Connie, you know,
mm-hmm.
because especially when people bring a soulmate into their life. And sometimes people can have many more than one soulmate in their life. There are people that can have soulmates come in, you know, several different times, different soulmates. But
yes.
I hear our music, and we're going to – boy, this went quick. I hope you can be on my show again in the future.
I would love
sometime.
To.
This is wonderful working with you. And
you too. I enjoyed it.
And again, just one more time, your website, if people would like to get a hold of you.
CorinthianCenter.org, and they can email me there. There's an email area if they would like to talk with me and come to Corinthians. It's a wonderful little portal for your energy.
And what time is your service on Sunday?
Services are at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning.
Okay, and you can look where they're located in Jackson,
uh-huh.
and it's worth the drive if you don't live nearby. And, of course, this has been the Wendy Power Show, and I will be here again next, the first Saturday, and that falls on July 5th. Of the month, and we will do spiritual topics and mini readings. And again, to get a hold of me for a reading, you can call 248-826-8255 or Psychic Wendy Powers. Just Google Psychic Wendy Powers. And thank you again so much, Reverend Connie Price. And I will,
Thank you, Wendy.
And
I loved it. It was fun. Great energy.
It was. It was fun. And you all have a blessed month. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.